presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
May 9th, 11:25 America, New York, the threat and promise of artificial intelligence. It might be the most transformative technology of all for human beings' sense of themselves.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. May 9th, 11:16 America, New York, home prices drop in a third of the U.S. Home prices fell in more parts of the U.S. than they have in over a decade during the first quarter.
Daily FX Market News.
May 9th, 11 o'clock America, New York, Euro, USD crumples as bears reload, USD, JPY still licking its wounds. Euro, USD fell sharply on Tuesday, extending losses for the second day in a row amid cautious sentiment. Meanwhile, USD, JPY eked out a small gain, but lacked strong directional conviction.
New York Times Business.
May 9th, 10:41 America, New York, Goldman Sachs to pay $215 million to settle gender bias suit. The lawsuit accused the Wall Street Bank of hindering women's career advancement and paying them less than their male colleagues. Goldman Sachs's headquarters in New York.
New York Times Business.
May 9th, 10:25 America, New York, Boeing receives order for up to 300 planes from Ryanair. The jets are expected to replace older, smaller and less efficient Boeing planes and be delivered between 2027 and 2033. Boeing 777X and Boeing 737 MAX 10 airplanes at King County International Airport Boeing Field in Seattle, Washington.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
May 9th, 10:20 America, New York. Fox says it settled Dominion suit to avoid the acrimony of a divisive trial. The company said it swung to a $54 million quarterly loss, primarily because of charges associated with legal settlement costs.
New York Times Business.
May 9th, 10:13 America, New York, Fox's costs from defamation suit lead to a quarterly net loss. Lachlan Murdoch told investors that Fox News was planning no change to our programming strategy, despite his decision to take Tucker Carlson off the air. Lachlan Murdoch's remarks came after Fox revealed a real-world consequence of the landmark Dominion settlement.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. May 9th, 10:10 America, New York, GM hires former Apple Cloud executive to oversee software. Mike Abbott will lead a newly created unit developing in-vehicle technology.
Global economy.
May 9th, 9:45 America, New York, China vows to retaliate against EU sanctions on its companies. Beijing will defend businesses, strictly and firmly, if Brussels blacklists them for aiding Russia, says foreign minister.
Daily FX Market News.
May 9th, 8 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500 remains vulnerable as NASDAQ 100 hits new YTD high. The NASDAQ 100 index enters bull market territory, up over 20% since the lows, while the SPX remains under pressure below the 4,200 level. SPX eyeing a return to the 4,000 handle?
Marginal Revolution.
May 9th, 7:25 America, New York, lessons from the COVID war. In preparation for a national COVID commission, a group of scholars directed by Philip Zelikow, director of the 9/11 commission, began interviewing people and organizing task forces. I was an interviewee.
Global economy.
May 9th, 7:14 America, New York, weak Chinese demand pushes iron ore prices to 5-month low. A 23% fall in prices from recent high adds to concern over strength of China's economic recovery.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
May 9th, 6:30 America, New York, free trade agreements revisited. Reading about the poor condition of free trade agreements, including that they don't mention free trade anymore, one may be forgiven to believe that trade, exchanging X units of good X for Y units of good Y or currency Z, is the most complicated thing in the world.
BBC News Business.
May 9th, 6:10 America, New York, Tesco chairman denies inappropriate touching. John Allen refutes allegations he touched females during events at the supermarket and CBI.
Daily FX Market News. May 9th, 6 o'clock America, New York, gold price latest minus $2,000 per oz. Support stands firm as U.S. inflation reports near. Gold traded all the way back down to $2,000 per ounce on Friday after the latest U.S. jobs report, but bounced back quickly and is eyeing notable resistance around $2,050, oz.
BBC News Business.
May 9th, 3:43 America, New York, Sainsbury's cuts some bread and butter prices. Wholesale food prices have been falling globally, but this is only starting to be reflected in shops.
Marginal Revolution.
May 9, 2:40 America, New York, Generative AI and Firm Values. What are the effects of recent advances in generative AI on the value of firms? Our study offers a quantitative answer to this question for U.S. publicly traded companies based on the exposures of their workforce to generative AI.
Marginal Revolution. May 9, 0:53 America, New York. Data on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Beware the unobserved heterogeneity, but here goes. This paper measures diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, using proprietary data on survey responses used to compile the best companies to work for list.
BBC News Business.
May 8, 2212 America, New York, tech layoffs, LinkedIn cuts 700 jobs and phases out China. The careers site is the latest tech company to announce major job cuts.